So I have a cohort that helps me keep my thoughts and everything on the straight and narrow. Otherwise, I will probably get off on a tangent and we'll take this train all around the meadow and never get back to what we started talking about. First and foremost, she seems to think that I need to be introducing myself by my name. Obviously, we're being a little bit, anonymous about this. Friends and family don't want them to get involved in this if it were to go anywhere or people were to get upset about it. So I guess you could call me your host. I guess you could call me Baron Blasphemy. The bearing part comes from the fact that I can be a bit pretentious at times, and I do think that I'm self-important. The blasphemy part comes from the fact that I don't sugarcoat anything, and a lot of people really don't like what I have to say about a lot of things. But that's why I'm doing this. Because I don't like what people have to say about a lot of things, and they seem to think that it's okay to tell me. So I figured, why not tell them? Now, as far as today goes, we're going to deal with some misconceptions. As the description of the podcast states, the podcast really is about a Satanist view of the world. Now, let's get one thing straight right off the bat. First and foremost, I am a Satanist. I am not a devil worshiper. They are two completely different things. In fact, I'm not really sure what people get out of being devil worshippers because it seems rather ludicrous. But in any event, Satanists like myself don't actually believe in the devil. We don't believe in God. We don't believe in any of it. Satanism is more of a philosophy than it is a religion. There are several books on the subject I started reading a while back. A gentleman by the name of Anton LaVey, he was the head of the Church of Satan for a long time. Some people like him, some people don't. He can be very, very divisive. But aside from that, the books that he's written, some of which are absolutely brilliant, led me down a road to realize that there were a group of people in this world that believed the same things that I did and followed the same philosophies that I did. And for years and years and years, I never realized that. Not until I picked up his work and started reading them, because me, like everybody else, all I knew about Satanism was what I had seen in movies and on TV. And, I grew up late 70s, early 80s, and on through there. The satanic panic took hold. Oh my God, my kid's playing D&D, he's going to hell. It was bad. And then there was a time there for a while when people kind of opened up a little bit more. And in more recent days, it seems like we've went back to not just the abject stupidity of the satanic panic, but they have become even dumber. There are people that get on TV and they're like, "Oh my God, my kid brought Harry Potter home from school and now my house has demons in it. I saw the trailer to The Exorcist on my TV and now my couch is possessed." It's getting ridiculous at this point, And so when they come up to me and they tell me things when I'm out in public, I literally had a lady come up to me and ask me about a ring I was wearing. And she asked me if I truly believed that, if I was a Satanist. And I told her I was. She told me that she wanted to pray for me. And I said, "You realize that I don't actually believe in Satan. He's just a figurehead for my philosophy, my beliefs." You see, the ideology and the imagery of Satan and the imagery of Baphomet are basically figureheads to most Satanists, well, most real Satanists. You still get the ones out there that, they're so edgy they walk between the raindrops. They stand outside of churches and throw rocks and scream stupid shit. They aren't real Satanists. Real Satanists don't bother with all that because we don't care. But it's mostly a figurehead kind of deal. Satan embodies the ideals of individuality, of hedonism, of living your life the way that you see fit. You know, within the Christian dogma, Satan is a rebel. He had the audacity to question God, and that got him in the predicament that he got in. But to us, it's a figurehead that really just, you know, goes along with what we feel as basically a philosophy. It's not really a religion. But so when you look at it, it's no different than, say, Mickey Mouse is the Disney World. You know, Mickey Mouse is a figurehead of joy and the happiest place on earth. Satan's our figurehead. Not so much joy, but depending on what you're into, could be the happiest place on earth. But she said she wanted to pray for me, and I told her that she could if she wanted to, because if you want to pray for me, that's fine. I don't believe in stifling anyone's belief system. If you want to drink the Kool-Aid and believe that, you know, a couple thousand years ago we nailed a motherfucker to a tree, and now as long as you pray to him, you get to go spend eternity in the golden streets of heaven, you realize when you say that out loud, it's fucking nuts. And if you had any other reason for saying, they would lock you up. If it was not you spouting shit from the Bible, they would lock you up. That's how nuts it sounds. But if that's what comforts you at the end of the day, fine. Just leave me alone with it. Let me live my life and believe what I believe in my philosophy. And if you want to be a Christian and go down that road, go for it. My father was an atheist. He didn't believe in anything. Didn't believe in anything all the way up till the day that he died. So wherever he's at now, I feel bad for whoever's with him. But my mother was a Baptist, raised a Baptist. Tried to raise me a Baptist. It lasted till I was about 10, and then she stopped making me go because I questioned a lot of things. She converted to Catholicism, and I'm okay with that because, honestly, of all the Christian denominations, I like the Catholics the best. They've got that showmanship to them. They're very theatrical. Plus, I've taken her to confession a few times, and the priest that's there, he knows what I am, and he knows that I'm not religious, but he'll always ask me if I'd like to take confession, and I always say no, and then we laugh and say maybe next time, and we go on. He's a good guy. I don't believe what he believes, and not all Catholics are good people. I mean, you know, they've had their problems, but they all haven't touched little boys inappropriately, and he doesn't seem like he has. If I find out he did, then I'll deal with that, but he doesn't seem like the type. But along those same lines, you get other denominations that are okay. I mean, the Mormons are a little fucking weird. They got some really weird fucking beliefs. But the missionaries are actually really nice people. I've talked to them and dealt with them on many different occasions. In fact, I once went to a Mormon church and took their teachings and got baptized because the missionaries offered to mow my yard. I don't believe any of the weird shit that the Mormons taught me, but I got baptized because they cleaned my house and mowed my yard. I know that sounds bad, but...
Well, it is.
It was free labor. Anyway, I don't mind if she was going to pray for me. I don't. I don't mind if you believe in God. I don't mind if you believe in Allah, although Muslims can get a little out of pocket sometimes. I don't mind if you're a pagan. I don't mind if you believe that there are fairies living in the trees that sprinkle dust on the mushrooms and that's what makes them magic.
That's good, because that's what you're married to.
Yes. But I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. I don't mind if you're a Wiccan. I mean, Wiccans can be a tad pretentious, but I don't mind if you're into all that. You can be a witch. You can be a Satanist. You can be a Christian. You can be a Muslim. You can be a Buddhist. You can be Jewish. I mean, the Hasidic Jews, They make good bagels, man. I've been to New Jersey. That whole community, the one thing they can do, they can fucking bake some bread.
But isn't the letting people do what they want, isn't that part of the tenets of Satanism?
Yeah, very much so. The whole idea is that you don't push your beliefs on anyone. People who become Satanists find their way into the Church of Satan. It isn't, we don't go knocking on doors and being like, hey, would you like to hear the good word about, you know, the Dark Lord? It doesn't work like that because we're not actually a religion. It's a philosophy. And it stems from the fact that, and I'm going to mention this, I advise anyone who's interested in actually learning about Satanism to go visit the Church of Satan's websites and some of their reading materials. And I honestly implore people to read Anton LaVey's works. No matter what you've heard about him or what goes on out there with people trying to get their 15 minutes of fame off of besmirching him, he was actually a brilliant man who wrote some really insightful stuff. I really do implore people, they should give his books a read if they have any interest in it at all. Because he set forth a lot of the tenets of Satanism based on the things that he saw. He once said that one of the things that drove him away from any belief in organized religion was he was an organ player. He was a musician. And he would play the horn at the carnival for all of the people in town. And he would see the same people at the carnival, gambling, drinking, hanging out with hookers, cheating on their wives, doing horrible, deplorable things. And then the next morning he would get paid to play in church for Sunday services. And he would see the same people, the deacons, the church leaders, who the night before had done deplorable things and were now standing up there telling their congregation they were going to hell if they did the same deplorable things. I once asked a minister in a Baptist church what a passage in the Bible meant. His response to me was, "Son, it can mean anything you need it to mean." That is such a bullshit answer. All that is it can mean anything you need it to mean so that we have control over your thought process. You see, the thing about organized religion is that unlike my personal philosophy and my personal beliefs, it's all a system of control. It's all a system of how much can we control the narrative so that we control the power, we control the money, we control people's lives. See, Satanism is all about individuality. It's all about living what you believe. It's living what your truth is. Living to who you are. Now, you know, if you have any spiritual beliefs, Satanism may not be for you, but I implore you to explore them if you have them. If you think that you want to delve into witchcraft, or you think you might like what the Wiccans have to say, or whatever other, because pagan's really an umbrella term. There's a lot of things that fall under paganism. You know, everything from witchcraft to shamanism, animalism. You know, it's all under the same umbrella. So anything that you feel like you might be leaning towards, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it, that you can't be it or think it. Because no one has the right to tell you who to be or what to think. And I was lucky in the fact that I was raised by two parents who allowed me to grow and learn and be who I am. My father didn't care what I believed or if I was an atheist, as long as I was a decent man. His big concern in my life was teaching me to be a decent human. My mother has always been a Christian. She went from Baptist to Catholic. My mother knows exactly what I am. She is absolutely aware that I'm a Satanist, that I do not believe in God, that I do not follow any organized religion. In fact, she knows how I feel about organized religion. She took me to her Sunday school class once. I'm never allowed to come back. I'll tell that story in just a moment. But always follow what speaks to you. Because at the end of the day, what brings you peace is what you should be doing. Not what somebody tells you you need to believe. If somebody comes up to me and says, oh, good Lord, you're a Satanist, I'm going to pray for you. I will tell that person, just like I told that wonderful woman that I spoke to. She was very nice to me. That if she wanted to pray for me, she could. She told me one day she hoped that praying for me would lead me back to Jesus. Well, I didn't have the heart to tell her. I've never been with Jesus, and it's creepy when I think about it that way, because, well, I don't want to be with Jesus. I mean, they purport this image of you spending the rest of your life, like, washing his feet and shit, and I don't know what that's about, but I don't have a foot fetish, so I don't want to do that. But she was very nice to me. Even though she knew what I was, she was very, very nice to me. Now, as far as the blurb there, I guess I can tell that story. I did get to go to it's Sunday school. I don't know what Catholics call it. It was these bunch of old ladies in a room and some dudes, and they were having a conversation.
Was it Bible study?
Yeah, I guess it was a Bible study. Okay. But they got to talking about, and this was back when the Michael Jackson documentary had been released. I can't remember what it was on, HBO or
something like that. Yeah.
And they were discussing how all of Michael Jackson's music and his movies and anything he had been in contact with should be pulled from the airwaves, scrubbed from everything because of any chance that he might have been a pedophile and touched little boys inappropriately. At this point, my hand went up. I could see the look in my mother's eyes. That look of, please put your hand down. That's not me. So I got called upon. And, I mean, I felt like I was in the right. I simply said, well, if we're going to pull all Michael Jackson's music and everything he's ever done and taught and been from the airwaves because he might have touched little boys inappropriately, then shouldn't we do the same thing for Catholics? I've never been invited back.
I wonder why.
Well, I had a point.
That's true.
My mother didn't find it quite as amusing as I did. I've never been invited back, but she doesn't hold it against me because she realizes her mistake was inviting me to go in the first place. But again, I'm going to spend a lot of time in different episodes of this podcast talking about my experiences being a Satanist and the things that have happened to me, even before I knew I was a Satanist. I still had the same belief system as the Satanists. I just didn't know I was a Satanist. So we'll discuss that stuff too, because I have been all over the world. I was raised as a military brat, so I've seen a few things. And you would be surprised to know that there are countries in this world where my belief system, being a Satanist, is actually not looked upon with any kind of disdain. In fact, in Japan, there are places that they thought that was absolutely cool. But their culture is very, very steeped in ancient lore, ancestralism. To them, demons and devils aren't always a bad thing.
Or they can be interchanged good and bad.
Yeah, basically, they can be interchanged good and bad. But here's the thing. Believe what you want to believe. Follow whatever your heart desires, as long as it's not anything that's going to hurt somebody else. Because one of the tenets of Satanism is not to bother other people. Leave your fellow man alone, unless he asks for your help or your advice. At that point, you're free to help them how you see fit. Take their burden from them. Give them the advice that they might need. But don't bother them. Let them live their life and believe what they believe, and one day, if they see the enlightenment and the truth of what the reality of this world is, maybe they'll find their way to where I'm at. You can believe in the philosophies I believe in and not be a Satanist. I just chose to follow that because, well, I like the imagery of it, and it speaks a lot to who I am. Because a lot of what we're going to talk about with regards to especially the modern world, there's a lot of fucked up things that go on out there now. And I know a lot of people aren't going to like what I have to say about it. But I've seen so much, and I've had so much thrown at me. And not just by the Christians, by the way. There's the other side of that coin, too. I've dealt with as many of the fucking completely asinine, retarded left as I have the Christians. Yes, I know I said the word retarded. She's cringing at me. But you know what? Special needs children are not retarded. They are born in a way that they can't help it. The people that are on the left are mentally ill to the point that some of them aren't even mentally ill. They're just fucking retarded. They are just completely asininely stupid. And not all of them. I'm not saying that all social justice warriors are bad. I don't condone racism. I don't condone bigotry. I don't condone being prejudiced to anyone. I think everyone should be allowed to live how they see fit, as long as that does not hurt someone else. Like, you know, I don't give a crap if somebody's gay. I don't care if you like pussy. I don't care if you like dick. It doesn't matter to me. You can still come and sit at my dinner table, because I don't care what you put your dick in. That's your business, not mine. And it's fine. I don't care if you like both. Hell, I've known people that swing both ways at the same time. So it's okay. None of that bothers me. You know, if you're gay, if you're a lesbian, if you don't like either one, there's some people that are, I guess, they consider themselves asexual. They just don't like nothing. So that's fine. All that's fine. As long as it's not hurting anyone else. Now, this comes to a point that I have to make about who I am with that regard, because this first episode is really just laying out my beliefs and who I am. Let's talk about a taboo subject that nobody wants to talk about, because you're not supposed to, because talking about it is bad, because you might hurt somebody's feel bads. Well, the last time that I gave a fuck about somebody's feel bads was never. So, let's talk about transgender people. I don't hate them. I have nothing against them. I really, truly don't. If you are a man and you want to live your life as a woman, go for it. I don't care at all. Be a chick with a dick. Wear them dresses. Get out there. Stretch your stuff. Be whatever the hell you are. If you want to be a woman that lives as a man, do it. Go for it. I mean, hell, I got no problem with that. Who am I to tell someone they can't like pussy? But the thing is, and I have had transgender friends, I have, and they are great people. They really are. I can't really name any of them by name because, you know, anonymity and all. But I have one transgender friend. He went from he to she. His girlfriend went from she to he, and they're still together. It's a heterosexual relationship in reverse. It's the weirdest fucking thing. But they're happy. And that's fine. Here's why. They are both adults. And
they're not hurting anybody.
They're not hurting anybody. It's when you start dealing with that kind of thing with children. when you're under the engine. She keeps trying to move my hand. I'm scratching my eye. So if it got a little wonky there, it's because I might have been covering my face, and I was wondering why she kept swatting at me. I realize that now, and I apologize. But, look, under the age of 18, when you're dealing with minors, or when you're dealing with women's sports, that's my big thing. I think natural-born women are getting the shaft over some of this. Girls who are working their asses off to get into college, trying to have to compete in sports with men who couldn't compete with other men, I guess. And I don't think that's right. Now, this whole episode shouldn't go off on a political tangent because it's just me expressing who I am. So you're getting to know the me that's me. That's just a little bit of how I feel about the current political climate. I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Kamala. I don't vote for anybody because, let's be honest, our government's a fucking joke. And we lived through Democratic years. We'll live through Republican years. We've been a Christian nationalist nation before, and I survived then. I'll survive now. I don't like talking about politics much. But, you know, it just gives you a better idea of who I am as a person. Because here's the thing. People want you to believe in black and white. Oh, you can only be a Christian, and if you're a Christian, you can only believe certain things. Or, oh, you're going to be, what's the word that they use for them? Blue-haired land whales. No, wokies. You can only be woke and believe woke things, right? But that's not the case. The truth of the matter is, folks, you can believe different things about different subjects. Absolutely believe it. You don't have to buy into all of it. Like me, I have no problem with transgender people as long as you're not hurting minors with it and you're not affecting women's sports by being guys who can't cut it as guys. It's plain and simple. But at the same time, I am also very much pro-choice when it comes to women. I believe that abortion is something that can only be discussed between a woman and her doctor. Or her husband. I mean, he probably needs to be there too. But it's their body, that's their thing to deal with. So you see, the thing is, you don't have to be woke. You don't have to be conservative. You don't have to be a Christian who follows every tenet that ridiculous fucking book says. Because let me tell you right now, if you read enough of it, you're going to think to yourself, what the fuck is this? Because they do cherry pick a lot of it and then tell you what it's supposed to mean or believe. I mean, do they realize? I mean, do they even realize that the King James Version of the Bible was rewritten by King James to control the population? He rewrote it the way he wanted to. And they gloss over the fact that he was absolutely 100% queer as fuck. He had more boyfriends than girlfriends. But, you know, they're not going to tell you that. Because they don't want you to know the actual history of things. History is bad. But it's one of those things where you can be a Christian and believe in God and just do it in your own way. Right? Don't go out there and be trying to indoctrinate everybody else. You can be a pagan and believe that you can talk to trees. That's fine. Do it. If that was make you happy, go for a hike and, you know, sit around and, yeah, hug it up with a tree. You know, if you're into that thing, sit around and talk about tree smut. I don't know what pagans do in the forest, but if that's what makes you happy, do it. You know me, I'm a Satanist. I don't actually believe in any organized. I think the world would be so much farther along if there was no organized religion. We really would be. I think organized religion is what keeps us back. But for somebody, like I said in my introduction episode, if you had listened to that, for someone to tell me that Jesus Christ defeated all the evil in the world
has not been paying attention.
No. That motherfucker ain't been outside. But this is all this episode is just getting to know who I am as a person, but also trying to reach people to say, you know, if you have any inclinations toward anything that, you know, leads you away from the Kool-Aid, follow it. Because at the end of the day, if you've done the research and you go back to the Kool-Aid, it'll mean so much more. I think children who are indoctrinated from birth to believe something don't get the same thing out of it as someone who was free to explore and then came back to that belief. Honestly, I believe that children being forced to go to church and learn about God is catamount to fucking child abuse. But that's neither here nor there. The point of that is, you know, it means more if you've went out in the world and experienced life and then that's where you end up. I have been out in the world. I've went to Baptist churches. I went to Catholic churches. Hell, I was baptized as a Mormon just to get them to mow my grass. But at the end of the day, after all my theological studies, I ended on Satanism because I discovered that all of my misconceptions about what it meant to be a Satanist were completely unfounded. They're not devil worshippers. I'm not a devil worshipper. That's a completely different set of people, and to be honest, I've met a few of them. They're kind of dumb. But then a podcast like this, people are going to cringe when they hear me say things like the word retarded. People are going to cringe when, you know, I say things like, sometimes I feel like if God exists, he's a real motherfucker.
Well, I mean, your name is blasphemy. So.
Because if he does exist and created all this, why the fuck would you worship him? Think about that for a minute. Why? What the fuck did he do that was so good that we're going to church every Sunday and singing his praises? Have you been outside? Have you seen the state of the world? Families that can't afford food? Children with bone cancer. Okay? Children with bone cancer. I'm going to say this. I have a child. I do. And that child is ill. They have a immune disease. I'm not going to go into details because I don't really want to give out any personal information. But I was told once by someone who was a Christian that my daughter's illness was a punishment for things I did when I was younger. God was punishing my child for what I did. Well, fuck him for that. Because if he does exist and he's punishing an innocent child for mistakes I made in my life, why would I worship him? I'm telling you right now, if I died tomorrow and I woke up and I was face to face with God, I have questions. Before he judges me, I'm going to lay a little truth and judgment on him. Because people say, well, you can't question God. Well, the fuck you can't. I saw Star Trek V. If Captain Kirk can question God, so can I. But all the jokes aside, I just want people to understand that I've gotten aggravated with being approached by these people all the time and being told what I'm supposed to think about the world. And from now on, I'm just going to do my own thing. And if this podcast reaches somebody out there and they get anything from it or they learn anything from it, then I have completed my mission. If just one person learns anything, then that's okay. And ignore the guy revving his motorcycle outside. I hope that he shits like inflatables later. I'm trying to record. He's out there revving his engine like he's all badass. But that's the thing. You know, and if nobody hears this, if nobody listens to it, at least I've got the, you know, cathartic feel of throwing it all out there. I think she's trying to tell me to wrap it up. I'm not entirely sure.
Yes.
But I could probably keep going on this for probably ever. But I suppose the first episode needs to be a little on the shorter side.
Well, you know, let's leave them wanting more. Because I know you got it.
Well, I know I got it too, but I have enough that I could go for another 3 hours or months or years or decades.
Small doses.
Small doses?
Small doses.
Small
yeah.
doses.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, that being said, I guess my little rant for today is over. We're going to, like I said, post every Friday if we're lucky. If not, it'll be her fault, so blame her.
Yep.
Have you introduced yourself yet, by the way?
I have not. I am, what are we calling me? Your miscreant. I'm your personal little production imp.
Yes.
You know, keeper of track.
Yes.
That's my job.
Basically, she does all the work I don't want to do. I get to sit in front of the microphone and she gets to edit shit.
What we say, I'm your caregiver. I care so you don't have to.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Doctor Who. Yeah,
yeah, she cares so I don't have to.
But, yeah, so let's just, you know, wrap it up. And
Well, she's going to give you the social media stuff. Now, there's not much on there, but as we start to post things, I'll probably put up maybe some polls, maybe some questions. And if I get answers to them, we'll discuss them in, you know, further episodes. But I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get off here. I'm going to let her rattle off the social medias because, you know, we got the obligatory stuff. Oh, except Blue Sky. We don't have a Blue Sky because someone told me Blue Sky was a haven for people that like to touch little boys. So until I find out otherwise,
we're not going there.
And they don't have pedos on there, I'm just going to stay away from that. If anybody knows whether or not that's true or could give me some information on that, I'm going to do the research on it. But, man, if they're a haven for stuff like that, I ain't down for that. So, in any event, she's going to rattle off the socials. It's been fun. I can't wait to do another episode. Whether anybody hears it or not, if you like it, well, I like you. If you don't like it,
still like you.
I still like you.
Yeah. All right. So, like I said, we're going to do this every Friday, hopefully. Social media-wise, we do have Facebook under Baron Blasphemy, X under Baron Blasphemy, and an Instagram under the Horns, because that's the title of the podcast. Website is underthehorns.castos.com. We're thinking about possibly doing a YouTube channel, but we haven't quite gone that far yet. But again, thanks for listening, and hopefully see you next Friday.
Hopefully. Blame her. It'll be her fault if you don't.